Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Great Southern Restaurants, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Middle of the week. We made it. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. And welcome, Taylor. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I'm so glad to be back.
I know. Me too.
Feeling like kind of getting back into some sort of routine, feeling like my normal self. I love it.
Exactly.
So glad to be back.
I know. We were talking a little bit before we came on air. When everything first started happening, it was so overwhelming. And I know it was overwhelming for everybody. But
yes.
Now that we're kind of, you know, slowly inching back to, I don't want to say normal, but more normal,
yeah, normal
than it has been.
Yet,
yeah,
right.
More normal than it has been.
Yes.
I know that's great for you and your entire team, Maria,
mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Because you guys have had to make some changes for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And we're so glad to be back. All the restaurants are back up and running. And if I could just take a minute to say, on behalf of all the Great Southern Restaurants, thank you so much to everyone out there who has, you know, given us the continued love and support over the past couple months. It has just been crazy because, you know, everybody's affected by this in some sort of way, whether it's your job, your family member, everyone's affected. And so for people to just come out and continue to support us, you know, when some people have lost their jobs and they're still coming to order to-go food for their families, or, you know, we would have people even just come by to leave a tip or just to drop off supplies, see if we were good on stuff like that. So, you know,
that's great.
Honestly, the it's a very overwhelming sense of community.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, in Pensacola here, we always talk about it. We have such a great,
yeah,
great community. We have such
we
a generous
really
community.
Do.
And we love our local businesses and we love our local restaurants and we love everything that you do. So everybody wants to support. I can say one of the hottest things that happened during the whole, you know, stay at home order and when the restaurants were closed is the Fish House food truck that was in Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
I just heard so much about it. It's like, you got to go to the food truck.
It's been so much fun.
Grits, you can get all the,
yeah,
stuff. So that was great. You guys, I think, adapted very well and stuff.
Being
kept,
able to get grits of yaya and Gulf Breeze, because I'm a breezer. I grew up in Tiger Point. We don't have anything like that over there. So I'm sure that was nice. But and a huge thank you to you guys too at AM 1620 and Cat Country for everything you guys have done for the community and local businesses. It's just been absolutely amazing too.
Well,
so
we're all in this
thank
together,
you guys.
And we're going to,
yes,
come out stronger.
Dark times, Pensacola shines bright. You know?
Oh, for sure. So what do you guys got going on? I know we're starting to, you know, rev up. It's June, which is just,
yes,
so crazy to even think about.
We're kind of getting back into the swing of things. Not quite yet. Not everything's 100% normal. And I am solo today, guys. So please pray for me. Okay. I haven't had my coffee yet. I don't have my partner in crime, Lauren, with me today. But everything's kind of different. Everything's changing. So this is not my normal spiel of things. Our hours, I'll start with that, are different for all of the restaurants. So let's start with Angelina's. Right now over at Angelina's, we are closed for lunch and brunch. But we still are open for dinner. And dinner hours are going to be 5 until, we're saying until, just until things kind of, you know. But you're able to make your reservations online for all of the restaurants and everything we talk about today. It's all online. And for every single restaurant, if you go to the individual restaurant website, so Angelina's, Fish House, you'll see a restaurant tab on the right hand side. And you'll make all the reservations through OpenTable.
Okay.
For all of the restaurants.
So I know previously, you know, Fish House has not taken reservations, but,
yeah,
now is reservation only.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, definitely make your reservation. It's really easy. If you don't want to go through OpenTable to do it, just give us a call at the restaurant,
mm-hmm,
for all the restaurants if you're not familiar with OpenTable. So for Angelina's, we are still open for dinner 5 until. And then we are also still offering the curbside and to-go off of the dinner menu from 5 until 8 p.m.
Okay, very good.
And we also have indoor and outdoor seating available for Angelina's. Over at the Fish House, like we said, reservation only. We are still open brunch, lunch, and dinner. Lunch is going to be 11 to 3, dinner 3 until, and brunch 11 to 2. And then we're also offering the curbside and to-go orders from all of those menus as well. So if you're not quite ready to venture back out to the restaurants, you can pick everything up to go and we'll bring it out to you curbside. For any sort of reservations, like I said, visit the website, the reservation tab, or give us a call, 850-470-0003. And like I said, indoor and outdoor seating available for all of the restaurants. Over at Jackson's right now, we are closed for lunch and brunch, just like Angelina's, but we are open for dinner 5 until, and then we're still offering the curbside to-go orders from the dinner menu from 5 to 8.
Very good. Are you guys serving the summer menus now? Like, you guys have fully made the transition for Jackson's and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, and all the menus are up online, too. So if any sort of updates, I know for Fish House, we don't have the full dinner menu that we had before, or the full lunch menu, but all of the favorites are still on there for everything. So definitely go check those out on the website. And then for Five Sisters, we are open for lunch and dinner and brunch, just like Fish House, 11 a.m. until, and then brunch is going to be from 10 to 4, just like it was previously. And you're able to order curbside off of all those menus for lunch, brunch, and dinner.
And the curbside has been so great.
It really has.
I mean, just the portions are huge, and it's just been awesome and very, very convenient and very, like, systematic the way you guys are doing it. So it's so easy.
It's definitely been a learning process, for sure, but it definitely has. But everybody's been so great, too. You know, when we run out there, everybody's being so supportive and very understanding, because it's a learning experience for all of us. It's something we're all not used to, but yeah. So we have curbside for all of the restaurants. On all the menus, just check them out online. So then, let's see, the next event we have coming up is Father's Day, which is June 21st. We're offering brunch and dinner for all of the restaurants. So where Jackson's and Angelina's aren't usually open for brunch, we are going to have special brunch features at the restaurants. And for all the restaurants, reservation only. Like I said, check them out on OpenTable. There's links if you go onto the website on the upper right-hand side on every single website. It's in the same exact place it says reservation, so you can go through there or give us a call at any of the restaurants.
Yeah, so since it's reservation only and Father's Day is usually a popular day to, you know, get out, spend time with your family, you need to make those sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Because there are still, you know...
It's always good to be prepared.
It's always good to be prepared, and there's still obviously rules when you go into a restaurant. You have to keep your 6 feet distance.
Right.
So how are you guys kind of managing that at all of the restaurants?
So what we're doing is we... Like I said, it has been a learning process, but we have the six feet apart. As of last week, we did move up to 10 people per reservation because it started out we could only do 4 per table and then 6 per table. If you had any more than that, we would switch up. But right now, we're offering parties of 10 are able to all sit together if you want to do that. And like I said, it is reservation only. We do, you know, recommend you wear a mask. All of our servers have masks. We have hand sanitizer stations everywhere. Very limited contact.
Yeah, just shifting into our new normal.
Our new normal.
Yeah, it's nice to know that you guys are taking, you know, all of the precautions possible to protect everybody. There's outdoor seating, I think, at like all of the restaurants or the majority of them. Yeah. So if you want to recommend that, you can.
Yeah, you're able to sit outside at all of the restaurants.
Which is great.
Yeah. So over at Fish House, let's talk about what we've got going on for Father's Day. Our brunch hours are going to be 11 until 3. So usually we're open for brunch 11 to 2, but we're extending an hour for Father's Day, which is nice. And then dinner will begin at 3. We're offering our standard brunch and dinner menus for the whole day. So if there's something that you really wanted off of our normal menus, we're still offering that too. But then we also have a special, which will be available for both brunch and dinner, created by our chef de cuisine, Jeff Huggins. So we're going to be having prime rib with Parmesan scalloped potatoes, sautéed haricot verts, caramelized onions, served with a side of house-made horseradish sauce. And like I said, for that, it is reservation only. I can't emphasize that enough because we still do have people, you know, that do try to walk in. But for these days, especially for brunch, our normal Sunday brunches, we have been packed. So reservation only. If you have any questions, give us a call at the restaurant, 850-470-0003.
Mm-hmm. So make your reservations early, and we talked to you can call the restaurant or you can use OpenTable, and OpenTable is so easy.
Everybody's using it now too.
Yeah.
So I would definitely, you know, I encourage you to check it out, get familiar with it. It's easy to use. If I can use it, anyone can use it. Okay, guys.
Same here. Because although we're young, we're still a little
technologically
challenged, or however you say that. So it is a very easy and convenient way to make your reservation in advance for sure. Definitely. Goes right through. You have nothing to worry about.
Definitely recommend it. Over at Jackson's, we're opened for brunch 11 to 2 with dinner service from 5 until 10. We're also offering our standard brunch and dinner menus throughout the day. But then we are going to have a couple of specials created by Chef Irv. So let's see what the brunch feature is. It's going to be a house smoked pork eggs benedict featuring molasses, fresh rosemary, brown sugar brine, 10-hour hickory wood smoke pork shoulder. Ooh, that is a tongue twister. For 9 a.m. Poached eggs, hollandaise sauce with fresh thyme roasted Yukon potatoes and grilled asparagus. So that is the brunch feature. And then for dinner, we're going to have a 14-ounce Delmonico steak with red wine and herb demi-glace, whipped potatoes, roasted mushroom, 196 black garlic compound butter, and roasted Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Oh my gosh, that sounds divine.
And then for all fathers over at Jackson's, you get a complimentary Bloody Mary or martini.
Mm.
So that's fun for brunch and for dinner. Like I said, reservation only. Check us out on Open Table or give the restaurant a call, 850-469-9898.
Very good. That sounds so yummy. I need to talk to Callie about moving the show to like my 10:30 slot, just so like right after I can go
eat.
It's a
lunch. Yeah.
Because it just sounds so amazing. And I really, you know, I haven't gone into the restaurant yet. I got curbside and I got to go whenever you guys were doing that. And it was so delicious. So just us just talking about it and being able to go in and sit. I'm missing it. I need to get over to Jackson's.
I know. So let's. Ooh, Five Sisters, we have a couple things going on for Father's Day. We're going to be open our normal brunch hours, 10 to 4. We're not open for dinner on Sundays. And we will have a feature that's going to be, it's available throughout the whole entire brunch from 10 to 4. And it's created by Chef Billy Ballou, who we love. And that's going to be hickory smoked barbecue brisket plate served with a loaded baked potato salad, pineapple coleslaw, and a house roll. So it is also reservation only. Give us a call, 850-912-4856 for that. And then, of course, we are offering our grab and go. Have you ever had our grab and go before?
I haven't had it, but we've talked about it on the show before, it's a great option.
Right. We've been offering grab and go, I feel like, especially throughout this pandemic, has been like so helpful for Easter and Mother's Day with everything going on. If you're not ready to venture back out into the restaurants yet, which is totally okay. We want you to be able to have Five Sisters at home. So what it is, it's a package that feeds four. It's $65 plus tax. And included with that is hickory smoked barbecue brisket, loaded baked potato salad. Let me get to the rest of it here. Pineapple coleslaw, mini brioche buns, and blueberry bread pudding with whiskey sauce.
Oh, that sounds unreal.
So that feeds four. You can start, we're taking orders now and until Thursday at noon on June 18th. And then you'll be able to schedule a pickup time, which will be on Saturday, June 20th. And you can pick those up between 3 and 6. The meal will be fully cooked, and it just includes the reheating It includes the reheating directions. It is early, guys. I have not had coffee yet. But that's the same with all of the grab-and-go. So if you've ever gotten grab-and-go before, same kind of thing. No substitutions. And to place those orders, you'll contact Katie Reeves, who is our catering manager. Give her a call at 850-293-3148, or her email is katie@fivesistersbluescafe.com, and that's KADY.
And that's great because it's just such a convenient way and so affordable to feed a family of four for $65.
It's so easy.
And that sounds just unreal. That bread pudding. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like I said, if you're not ready to venture back out to the restaurants yet, I feel like that's
such
a good
great
option.
And this is what they were doing. You guys were doing this before, like for Christmas and for Thanksgiving and for things
like
that.
We always have grab and go. We really do. Yeah.
Yeah. For Five Sisters. So if you haven't taken advantage of it and just want to, you know, spend time at home, jump in the pool, do whatever you want to do on Father's Day,
it's easy. Come pick it up the day before. Yeah.
And you're all taken care of.
Ready.
Treat your dad.
Oh. And then last but certainly not least, we have Angelina's. Our hours for brunch are going to be 10 to 2, and then dinner is going to be 5 until 10. We're also going to be offering our normal menus for that. But in addition, we will have a special feature. And please forgive me, you guys. I don't have Lauren here to speak Italian today.
We're missing you, Lauren, and I'm not going to be much help.
So the feature is going to be available for both brunch and dinner, and it is short rib ravioli with a marone braised short rib filling with crema di gorgonzola. I don't know what I just said, but it sounds amazing, whatever it is. So that's going to be available for both brunch and for dinner.
That was a brisket stuffed ravioli. Is that what you just said?
Yes. Short rib filled ravioli.
A short rib. Oh my gosh. That sounds divine.
Amazing. And for Angelina's, of course, just like all the other restaurants, reservation only. Give us a call if you're having some issues, can't figure out open table. We'll be more than happy to help you with that. 850-542-8398. Or just visit us at angelinaspensacola.com.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Taylor from the Great Southern Restaurant Group. So many great things going on. If you have any questions or comments, you can always give us a call or a text on the program at 850-437-1620. And what was that website for you guys?
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
Everything we talk about today, I know it is so much information. You can find everything that we talk about on there.
It's great because we're kind of getting into our, you know, new sense of normalcy, starting to bring back some events at the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I know we wanted to highlight some of those today.
Yeah, exactly. So over at Jackson's, and throughout all of this too, Jackson's hasn't been open. So we're opening back up and starting out with a couple of really fun events for the next couple of months. Besides Father's Day, we have our Dinner with Strings Attached event coming up where we pair up with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. I don't know if you've ever been to that.
I have.
You have.
And it's amazing.
Really? Okay. Yes. When did you go?
I went last fall.
Okay.
And they really just are amazing. We're so grateful to have so many, you know, great sectors of the arts here, like the opera and the ballet, and you guys are always pairing with them to bring these great events to people.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's
beautiful.
Great.
Music and food. Are you kidding? That is just the perfect pair. So I think this is also a good event too if this is your first venture back out. You know, maybe this is your first of going out. This is a date night. This is a really fun one. This is the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 95th season. And it's dedicated to ensuring that the beautiful symphonic music reaches as many listeners as possible. Engaging enrichment programs, you know, bring the orchestra to all, spreading enthusiasm through free concerts, programs for families, and involvement in other community and cultural arts initiatives, including one of our favorite events at Jackson's, Dinner with Strings. And we're excited to have Alexandra. She has a beautiful last name. You guys. She has a beautiful last name. Paraverazeva.
I think you nailed it.
That,
I think you nailed it.
She's playing the cello, and then we have Stephanie Regal on flute. So that's going to be really, really exciting. And it's not just two. It's still a range of different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just for, you know, the enthusiasts. It's for newcomers, too. If you've never experienced, we definitely encourage you to come check it out. It's a lot of fun. There's two seatings for the event, one at 5 and one at 7:30. And, of course, Chef Herb has prepared a special feature for the event. And that's going to be a 14-ounce prime ribeye, open-fired red onion and sweet pepper relish with balsamic vinegar, garlic buttered spinach and whipped potatoes.
That sounds phenomenal. Yeah. What is the date on this again?
It's going to be Thursday, June 25th.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Reservation only.
Reservation only. I do recommend call the restaurant for the reservations. It's 850-469-9898.
Yes, that is going to be amazing. And like we usually say when you guys come on the show, these events fill up fast.
They do.
And we haven't had an event like this in quite some time.
People are starting to look for something to do.
Yeah.
And obviously all the safety precautions are still, you know, mm-hmm. restrictions and guidelines are still in force. But, you know, something to do.
Now, is this something I can go on the website and make a reservation on Open Table, or do I strictly have to call Jackson's?
You can make a reservation through Open Table.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
For June 25th. Gonna mark that on my calendar.
Yeah, come see us, Bridget.
I will. I'm excited. I know, we usually I usually go to Jackson's like all the time whenever we're switching to the summer menu and we have that media tasting.
I know. I haven't gotten to see Bridget as much, you guys.
I know. This is like we have to catch up.
I know.
But we also have to catch up with everything that's going on at the restaurants too.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited to like hear the word event on this show because we haven't had any.
And you know what's crazy too is even through all of this, if we're looking at some sort of positive, it's like you realize like you'll never take anything for granted again.
I know.
Ever.
I know. I have like a different, I think a lot of people have done a lot of, you know, reflecting over mm-hmm. this time about like yeah. what's important and what's not important.
Right.
And I'm never going to take, you know, going out for dinner and having just a lovely experience.
I know.
Like, I'm never going to take that for granted or like ever say no to somebody when they invite me to go out because I'm too tired or something. Like, no, I'm going.
Now I'm like, please, somebody invite me
in everything.
Just to go on a walk in the neighborhood.
I'm never going on a diet again when I go out to
eat. It's not worth it. Life is too short.
Exactly. Exactly.
Life is too short for the diets and the naps. Oh, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
So then one of the next events we have, it's actually in July, but I'll go ahead and talk about it today. It's our Bastille Day event, our Vive la France. That's Tuesday, July 14th at 5:30. A little history lesson. Bastille Day is the French national holiday, and it commemorates the storming of Bastille Prison in 1789, an act that led to the conclusion of the French Revolution and the beginning of the French independence. So with Bastille Day serving as the inspiration for the tasting, our own Jean-Pierre Indion, which most people know as JP over at the restaurants, has hand-selected four stellar French wines to complement a selection of classic French dishes prepared by Chef Irv, which it's five courses. Mm. It's going to be amazing. I will encourage you guys to check the menu out online because it's all in French.
And we've attempted too many languages today for it being 9:25 on a Wednesday.
I know, and no coffee. But everything sounds amazing. There's a Maine lobster bisque on there, seared U10 sea scallops, tornados, stuff like that. But everything is listed. If you go onto our website on Great Southern and you just look on the left-hand side, it's very easy to navigate. I can navigate it. Anybody can. Look on the left-hand side. It's all of our news releases. Mm-hmm. And if you click on Jackson's, all the Jackson's ones will show up on Jackson's restaurant.com. So,
you know, and I love that you guys, you make every event a real experience where people can learn.
Yeah.
Like with Bastille Day, or where you're exposed to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra mm-hmm. with the dinner with strings. And everything's a real experience. And I just love that about you guys because you're really here to serve the community in different ways and entertain us.
Try to make it fun and have something good to eat too.
I know. I'm just so excited that we're back on the show, you know, talking about all the great things that are mm-hmm. coming up because, you know, it's just, I don't know, it just brings me some sense of normalcy that, you know, restaurants are back.
I know. So for that event, it's
we do have a text message question
perfect.
A text message comment. It's kind of going back to the grab and go meals. This person says, hey Bridget, as a customer of the grab and go meals, I just like to say the meals are absolutely delicious. So that's a compliment to you guys.
Thank you
and
so much.
We can't say enough praise about how you guys have adapted to the whole pandemic
trying.
And the grab and go and the curbside and now making sure everybody's safe whenever they come into the restaurant for sure.
Well, thank you so much.
But how much was that Bastille Day dinner or what were we going to cover?
Bastille Day is $75 per person plus tax and gratuity. And it includes the four wines and then the five courses. And to make reservations for that, just call Jackson's 850-469-9898.
And that is on July 14th?
Yes, Tuesday, July 14th at 5:30.
But this is obviously something that also has limited space.
Mm-hmm.
So get in early.
Reservations, guys. Be prepared. Yes.
And that is something that we just really need to remind our audience about when you're going to the fish house or somewhere. Because the fish house usually didn't take reservations before.
It's
and now it's
opposite.
Reservation only. So that's just another way we all need to adapt.
Right. This is just, like I said, it's been a complete learning experience mm-hmm. for all of us.
And I know you said that Jackson's isn't doing brunch, but the fish house is on the weekends. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So
perfect.
I'll go ahead and go into our promos. We've had so many questions about
recap.
Promos mm-hmm. That are going on. So we're still getting back into the swing of things. So we're not offering our usual weekly promos. We're not offering all of them, but we're still offering some of them. On Mondays, we still have Meatloaf Monday over at Five Sisters, and that's $5 meatloaf with your choice of two sides. And then Monday, we're also over at Jackson's. We're still doing the Maine Lobster Monday, and that starts at 5:30. You can have a whole Maine Lobster for $19.95.
Ugh.
And then on Tuesday, we actually have a new promotion over at Angelina's that just started, and it's Tuscan Tuesday. So it's your choice of pizza paired with a super Tuscan baracchi for $20.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Pizza and wine.
Ugh.
The best.
I know. What a combo.
What a combo. Over at Jackson's every Tuesday, we have Primetime Tuesday. Wednesday over at Jackson's, we're doing Wine Down Wednesday. And then for brunch, besides Father's Day, we're offering brunch for all the restaurants, but just usual Sunday brunch right now, Fish House and Five Sisters. And then so over at Fish House, it'll be every Sunday, 11 to 2. We have the $2 Bloody Marys. And then at Five Sisters, we're open 10 until 4 with $5 Bloody Marys with our little signature chicken wing on the top.
Yum. Yeah. It's going to be great. So we've covered a lot of information today. The next big thing to remember is that Father's Day is coming up.
Yes.
It's June, if anybody needed a reminder.
This is your reminder.
I don't know how it's June. I don't know how we got here, but we're here.
Make your reservation. Yes.
And make your reservation today. Tell everybody the website one more time where to get all of this information.
Great Southern Restaurants. And also, too, guys, check us out on all of our social platforms, because any sort of update we have, we're going to put there first.
All right. So. Very good. This will also be available as a podcast on our News Radio 92.3 website. If you missed any of the segment, you can go back and listen to all of the deliciousness that's going on at Grace Southern Restaurants.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for being here,
thank
Taylor.
You,
it's been such a blast. What's going on, Mark?
A virtual waiting room to log on to the troubled state unemployment benefits system. The story after Fox.